Well, actually, the last two meetings have been a little bit spooky with Karen, because first of all, there's things that we're talking about. I see, you know, I've already started doing some of these things. And what I've realized is that everything we need is already in our brain. The experiences are there. The solutions are there. But they're kind of, like she said, lack of clarity. They're jumbled. And what she does is brings these into alignment for me and realize that I'm already on this, on the right path. And like our last meeting, we had a, we had set up an agenda previous to our meeting. And as soon as she sat down, she says, tell me what you're working on. Tell me what you're struggling with and what you have challenges with or something along those lines. And an hour later, we never got to our agenda. So she made it very real, very current. And I had a huge breakthrough in clarity on what we should do and how we should function in our business beyond Arizona. So from that standpoint, some of it's spooky because she'll say things I'm already doing, and then she'll also know what I'm going to say.
So I know this about her.
I showed her the door, but she stuck around for another 20 minutes.
When you hit that fear place, do you want to shove her out the door? I know with my coaches in the past, I'm like, oh, I could punch you right now, but thank you in the same breath. Is it that combination?
Well, it's not so much fear. It's just a little bit spooky. I think that's the best term.
If I can interject on the conversation with Bruce, one of the things about Bruce that I so admire and why I love working with him so much is because he is fearless. And he is the embodiment of high performance. Huge dreams, huge reach, huge potential, and he will just chop and just keep on moving towards it. And because of the fact that he has so many different ideas, they're like way out in the stratosphere. And sometimes it's about bringing him down and helping him create the clarity, because of that's what he talks about, the fogginess. There's no fear in what he's doing. It's just about making sure that in order to get from A to D, he'll go through B and C first, especially for the benefit of his company.
Well, let's talk about that. I'm curious about Bakerson. What is it that you guys do? And you, and I heard you mention that you're looking beyond Arizona borders.
Yeah. What I like to share is I tell people we're in the togetherment business. And it's a fun phrase that we made up. And togetherment is a play on apartments. And to me, apartments are divisive. So we weren't together, but we create communities out of apartments and unity out of chaos. We go into some of the highest crime, highest vacancy areas of a city, Phoenix and Tucson, and turn those properties around. And they're all Class C workforce neighborhoods. And these individuals are self-payers of rent. They're not on, there might be a small percentage that are on government programs, but vast majority of them pay. And we want to work with those people that are what we call permanent residents, people that will never own a home, but would like to live in one. And some of the things that people want and they're not getting from other operators, from most other operators that own apartment buildings, is the community that's safe. And to me, that's highly important because in the end, our residents are our customers. That's where we make our money. That's where we make our living. And it seems to get forgotten in the marketplace. And I found very few that have the same passion, but yet we're expecting them to pay. There's no free rent.
I came across a blog, and I don't know if you're still blogging or not, but I was preparing for our time together, wanting to get to know you each a little bit. First of all, you're a fantastic writer.
Well, thank you.
And I was blown away with just the way that you were telling a story about one of the complexes. It appeared that you had just taken over, or you were in the preparation of making sure, you know, you were moving in as the new owner. I don't know how it all goes, but I really got a glimpse through your eyes of the devastation, the chaos, the frustration that not that you were witnessing, but also that these tenants and these people were experiencing. It felt like no one cared about them, in addition to them not even caring for themselves. So you go in then, you and your team clean up these properties and find ways that it is a livable, fantastic environment for the LIM, and they continue to pay rent. Am I describing that correctly?
Yes. The properties, we bring down pretty low on occupancy. Like there's one, a 74 unit in Tucson. We brought it down to 17 occupied units. And as of this morning, I believe we're hitting the 40 mark. So we're over 50% full, and we should be 80% full by the end of the month, which is fantastic because that's usually unheard of. But we have a great team down there, a property management company that we've hired. So yeah, going in there and making a difference and creating a home. It's really what it's about. And if you remember that you focus on them, everything else seems to fall into place along the way.
who else is doing that though? Because usually when it's a dilapidated or rundown complex, people are shying away from it, right? Investors as well as tenants, and everybody's ignoring it. It becomes a sore spot in our community. I'm blown away with this focus that you have and the kind of real estate property that you're drawn to help make a difference in our community.
And I find that actually kind of sad that people are blown away. Why do we need to be blown away by doing what I think is right? And one of the realizations I had was actually yesterday I was up at Out of Africa and they were teaching how to be, and it's kind of way outside of my area, but be one with the world, if you will. And I'm not into that so much, but they just said that if you show fear, the animals will attack. And if you show dominance, they could also attack, that you need to be neutral and become. So I was thinking about when I walk in these complexes, I'm not fearful, but I'm also not dominant. I'm not there with a power of force or an arrogance. These people are in a tough spot. And even the criminals, I don't judge them on the spot. We just deal with them. I've walked into buildings that have been occupied, had a pair of eyeballs looking right at me. And people that were with me were kind of like, one fella said that his adrenaline was still pumping minutes later. And I said, I was already moving on to the next thing. I just asked the guy calmly to leave. So when she says fearless, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I just found out that if you go in rather neutral and not a dominance and just be yourself, and that's really what it's about. And it's really fun. We have a great team of people at the office here and in all of our subs and everybody else. They all share the same vision and direction. So we got some big things planned for the coming years.
It sure sounds like it. We'll come back to hear more. Go ahead.
But I say, yeah, we've been in business, Bakerson, since 2002.
Oh, wow.
And been in multifamily since 2014.
Fantastic. And you mentioned Tucson, so you're all across the state of Arizona?
Yeah, we were in Phoenix, and the price point's just too slim, and it's a whole other topic. But we ended up expanding or going down to Tucson a couple of years ago, and we've really done well down there. And now we're looking at what next markets will approach with the same Bakerson vision.
And again, outside of Arizona borders, possibly.
Yeah, Sun States, Texas, New Mexico, Utah.
Great. Business Colorado. Radio X might be right there with you. That's my goal too, long-term, probably 5-year plan. Let me conquer Metro Phoenix, and then I'm hoping to build out studios throughout the Southwest.
Let's do it.
Excellent. Yes. All right. Hand in hand.